Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. We'll start here. If you think that America is a constitutional republic and not a democracy, then subscribe to this channel down below and I will keep you up to date on the constant attempts to destroy America from within. All right, so most people watch the debate. If not, you've seen the inundation on the socials of what took place. And Kamala Harris came out and said that she and Tim Walz were gun owners and that she was not trying to take any guns and told Donald Trump to stop with that lie. We know she has on her Twitter numerous times. It's still there. She's called for an assault weapons ban, universal background checks, red flag laws, mandatory confiscation. In fact, here she is in her own words talking about the same thing.
This business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
I support buybacks, and it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
Stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Elected president, if the United States Congress continues to fail to have the courage to do something about this, I'm prepared to take executive action and put in place a ban on the importation of assault weapons into our country. But we still have to deal with the over 2 million assault weapons that are currently in the streets of America.
And we who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence will finally pass an assault weapons ban, universal background checks, and red flag laws.
People in Washington, D.C., supposed leaders, who have failed to have the courage to reject a false choice, which suggests you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. Supposed leaders in Washington, D.C., who have failed to have the courage to recognize, you know what, you want to go hunting, that's fine. But we need reasonable gun safety laws in this country, starting with universal background checks and a renewal of the assault weapon ban. But they have failed to have the courage to act. So, Ben, here's my response to you. Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. And specifically, what I will do is put in place a requirement that for anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns. I will require that for any gun dealer that breaks the law, the ATF take their license. And by the way, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Well, the ATF has been doing a lot of the A and the T, but not much of the F. And we need to fix that.
Well, now one of the biggest anti-gun groups is throwing their hat into the ring, thinking you're stupid enough to forget everything that they've ever said or done in the past 30 years, and that's the Brady Group. The same Brady Group that fought against freedoms in the Heller decision, where they did an amicus brief saying that the Second Amendment was not an individual right and did not guarantee that right to the citizens unless they were taking active part serving in a militia. Yeah. And we all know how many times they've come out since then saying that the Second Amendment is not an individual right and the Supreme Court got it wrong and they're a rogue court or they're misguided because of Donald Trump's appointees, and they hated the Bruin decision as well. And they hated the decision on bump stocks, and they're going to hate the decision that comes out on frames and receivers. It's a never-ending game. But I have never seen it stepped up to the point where it is now, is where they'll just double speak. They'll just double talk. And people will believe them. Kamala Harris saying she's never said she was going to confiscate, take anybody's guns. She's calling for active confiscation. She's threatened to take executive action, which we will not follow, Kamala Harris, if Congress doesn't act to ban guns and do assault weapon bans in the first 100 days of her presidency. First off, America, we need to make sure she doesn't make it to the Oval Office. How do you do that? Well, you register to vote. I will never tell you who to vote for, but I will tell you to vote for America. And it's clear that if Kamala Harris wins, there will be no more republic. The republic is hanging on by a thread, and she will destroy what we know of America. Once you vote in communism, ladies and gentlemen, you can't vote it out. And where so close to being no longer being a republic. And I would venture to say, I'm going to say this out here. I've been thinking about this, you know, riding my motorcycle last couple days through a few states here. And we're so far from what our forefathers envisioned, what they put in place. We're at a point now in America where we're hoping that the people who are part of the conglomerate that has moved us towards a democracy is somehow going to bring us back to a republic. It's on us. It's on us. Sitting back and just bitching and moaning on social media is not enough. I've gotten more involved in the political level, and I hope you will too. And I hope that if you're one of the 10 million folks who aren't even registered to vote, I hope you change your mind. I hope you get voting, because there is no excuse. Sorry if you pick it up, might get a little wind here on the microphone. I apologize. The remnants of Hurricane Francine are ripping through our area. We got some rain last night, and it's still windy. Just get involved, guys and gals. Don't fall for the bullshit. Brady hates you, hates the Second Amendment, wants your guns. Kamala Harris hates you, hates the Second Amendment, hates America, wants your guns. The entire Democrat Party wants your guns. They want to take everything. Why? So that they can have ultimate control of the subjects. And some of the Republicans, yes, want that as well. See through the smoke. Do your research. Be part of the fix, not being part of the problem. And I love y'all. I'll see you on the next one. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. And how do you do that? You check out CMMG, sponsoring this video. CMMG, they are phenomenal people. Use code GNG10 over there, and you can get some tools and some parts that can help you keep your family safe. Their warranty is phenomenal. The personnel are extremely great Americans. The owners take money out of their own pockets and sue the ATF. What more do I have to say to let you know that this company is worthy of support? I appreciate everybody. I will see you on the next one. Take care.